nice to have a chance to do things like that, isn't it? Well, what did we just find out in this chancel drama? Yeah, there goes the pastor asking those questions again. Have we ever had a situation where all of us have screwed up? Anybody who hasn't done that, raise your hand. Bill. Tell the truth. We all have. I mean, that's the human condition. Sometimes we screw up even though we don't mean to, but we do, right? Yeah, a lot. So what do we do? Well, forgiveness, as we know from being a Christian, is freely given, correct? But what is hard to regain? Trust. Okay? And so the thing is, once the trust is gone, I mean, you saw Erica's face. By the way, Erica, thank you. She has got so much more experience than I do. I used to do this for a living, but it was 50-some years ago. Shh, we won't talk about that. But the thing is, you could see in her face how much she was hurting, right? Isn't that our human condition, too, when somebody does that to you, the pain that is caused? All right, so I want to go back to our epistle lesson today to try and talk about this a little bit. In the first part, in the first paragraph, I really like this. And we know that for those who love God, that all things work together for good. All right, now, looking at our chancel drama today, is this good? Of course it is. Was it easy? No. I mean, every single one of us has gone to our spouse or to our girlfriend, boyfriend, or even our boss or something like that and had to grovel a little bit, haven't we? He grew, I like that. Boy, if that's not the truth. But the thing is, how is that possible? Well, everything is according to his purpose. Got to remember, even if we screw up, is it God's law and God's will? Stop and think about that. Did he know you were going to screw up? All right. Did he allow you to screw up? And what do you have to do? Ask for forgiveness. Did I ask Erica for forgiveness today? But what is going to be tough to regain? The trust, okay? And so when you're trying to regain trust, forgiveness is easy. Remember last week I talked about the cross, and what happens? We get that forgiveness from God. The side is where the forgiveness has to flow out of us unto others. If we don't let that flow out, are we forgiven? No, it stopped. And if it stopped, we are not forgiven. So the Holy Spirit has to work through us unto others to forgive, right? What did Erica say? Well, if I want to be forgiven, I have to forgive. But what is not there yet? Trust. When God's everlasting law, love, this is the next paragraph. What shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. So, will he not also with him graciously give us all things? So, if we ask God for forgiveness, right? All right. Paragraph before that at the end. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justify. Remember, justification is that fancy word we have in the Bible, which means what? Forgiveness. That's exactly what justification means, is forgiveness. That's why we're spending this time today on forgiveness. So when we are talking about the justification of sins, our sins are forgiven. What do you have to do to earn that? Nothing. But you have to ask it with a pure and contrite heart. Okay? Why do we sing, like when we do the create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew that right spirit within me. Why do we need to have it renewed? Because we screw up. Just like today. In that chancel dome, perfect. I told something I wasn't supposed to, didn't I? I had promised I wouldn't. Not only did I tell something wrong, I broke a promise to the person that was important to me. Yes? But yet, forgiveness is freely given. She wasn't happy about it, though, was she? But she said, I'll forgive you, because if I don't do that, I won't be forgiven. That has to flow out of us. Sometimes it's a lot easier than other times, isn't it? But when we get in here to the Word of God, Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Now remember in the Gospel of John, we have a trial. Who's the judge? Jesus. Now, in that Gospel, who intercedes for us? Holy Spirit. But yet at the right hand of God, Jesus is the one who's interceding for us, isn't he? Well, they all are. Because remember, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus are the same thing. That Trinity. You know, and as I keep on telling you, it's above my pay grade. That doesn't mean I understand it. But it's there. Okay? So, Jesus intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. That means that God intercedes for us too, right? So when we start looking at this, who then did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he also not with him graciously give us all things? It's God's grace, isn't it? So without grace alone, faith alone, or scripture alone, what do we have? Nothing. Now, anybody remember what the other two solas are of the Reformation? Christ alone and to the glory of God. Remember what he said right here? If this is the end of what Paul said at that first paragraph. And those whom he predestined, in other words, he picked for heaven, right? Amen. Who did he pick for heaven? All of us. You have that ability to either go or don't go. Okay? That's the choice that he gives you. But then he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified to the glory of God. So when we start looking at what we have grace, faith, scripture, Christ, and glory of God. And for me, that makes all the difference. So, brothers and sisters, it all starts with forgiveness, doesn't it? Who's the first person you have to forgive? Yourself. Boy, there's the hardest one there is, isn't it? Can you forgive others if you don't forgive yourself? No. But yet, oh man, I got to forgive myself. You know, it's just like that time when I had to pray for myself and I didn't do it. Remember, David chewed me out in church? Said, Pastor, you got to pray for yourself. I don't like that. He said, I'll do it. So he said the prayer. At the end of it, he said, Lord, your mercy, hear our prayer. Okay? When we have people like that, when we have people like you, when we have God with us, who can stand against us? May this peace, understanding, love, and forgiveness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep our hearts and minds on Him. Amen.